Well, hi, it's Marcus McColgan here on yet another of my Real Ale Tasting and Reviews feature here on Audio Boo. And today I have an ale from the Scotch company, well-known Scotch company of McEwan's, most commonly known beer in the country probably is McEwan's Export and McEwan's Pale Ale. Don't know how far they go back, but they go back a long, long way anyway. This is an unusual one. I've never seen this before, and this is from Aldi's, and I think it was either £1.39 or £1.59. And this one is McEwan's Champion award-winning ale, and it's called Number One. No, it's not. It's called Champion, but McEwan's is Number One. And the alcohol content, believe it or not, 7.3%. Volume. I don't normally go for ales or beers that are strong alcohol content, or at least this high, because they tend to be a bit far too sugary sweet for me. Normally anything between 4 and say 5.6, 5.8 max, that's usually good. Weaker than 4, they tend to not have, in my mind anyway, a good structure, a good flavour, or whatever you call it, and over 6 they tend to be, you know, a wee bit like the super lagers, super beers that are kicking about, and they're horrible. So anyway, Champion, the Wonder Horse. Let's read the back. Okay, well, there's some details about McEwan. When the brewery was opened in 1856, and so over 150 years are perfecting their brewing. The result in this one is a rich, strong flavour with a unique sweet and fruity character, giving it a surprisingly smooth finish, making it the ultimate Scottish ale. We hope it will go down as well with you as it did with the judges. And it was, yes, as I said, it was a champion. It was won an award. I'm sure I saw something on here when I first looked at this bottle. As to when they actually won the award, but I can't remember. I can't see it now, but it was definitely there. Please drink responsibly. It contains malted barley and wheat. Okay, so let's open this wee beastie up and see what it's like. By the way, this is a binaural recording. That's a nice head. Ah, jinx. That looks lovely. Colour-wise, a lovely dark burnt amber colour to the light. If I turn it right round to the outside light, yeah, beautiful. Pure amber colour. And a nice head, as I said. You know, it's actually got the smell from the froth on the top. It's got the smell of McEwan's Export. I drank so many of those in my youth. It must be unique to McEwan's, this, whatever they're doing. Anyway, so let's taste it. Oh, you know, that's nice. You know, I had expected this being 7.3% to be one of those tastes that you get and you just go, God, you know, it's strong, but it's, you know, Carlsberg and all those companies that did extra strong ales, and like a woman used to drink them years ago. Now, I'm going back in time now, but that was what they swallowed way back when the men were drinking pints in the pubs. At least up here in this area, I'm pretty sure it happened in England and many other places. The women would be drinking the Carlsberg specials. That was a big favourite. Yeah. But anyway, I expected this to have a kind of taste like that, but it is not. It is actually a lovely, rich barley and, I mean, I'd say a hoppy taste. It doesn't claim to have hops in it, but let's have another drink. Well, I have to say, that it has a lovely rich flavour. But in the same respect, it's to me it's an ale you could drink chilled. It is actually slightly chilled. It's been in the garage overnight, so it's not freezing or 2 degrees or something like that. But I would say it has been chilled, and I like my ales to be just not warm, but not chilled like a lager. But I have to say that this is actually lovely, being having that chilled effect on it, and it's a most refreshing drink, rich in flavour, absolutely. I'm still tasting, I'm smacking my cheeks and my lips, and still tasting it, and it's a lovely rich flavour throughout, and the aftertaste is strong, as in strong, lovely, rich ale beer flavour. It's not got, as some of them fade off very quickly, and other ones leave you with an unpleasant taste in your mouth, and this one doesn't. I think this is a great find. The head that was poured, established in a half pint glass, was an inch high. I'm now halfway down that half pint glass, and the head has maintained at about half an inch high, which means it's maintaining a good head. Some of them go really flat, like an ale I drank last night or yesterday evening in a pub down in Linlithgow, which went, it was a lovely ale, but the head went flat within seconds. And I'm just one of those people, like many us, I suppose, that like to see a head maintaining. And if you drink Guinness, you know what I'm talking about. To see the lines of your swallies all the way down the glass. And you actually look at the tumbler, a pint tumbler, and say, I had 10 or 12 or 14 drinks out of that glass, because you could count them all right to the bottom. So this has got a good head, and what the froth has been clinging to the glass on the way down, which to me is always a good sign of a nice beer. So there you go. Yeah, that's a lovely ale. I have to say, I'm greatly surprised and pleased with that. Not at all what I expected it to be, and no over the top flavours. Just a lovely, rich, and I could almost say refreshing ale, because it's slightly chilled. There you go. McEwan's Champion, 7.3%, and from, at least I got this from Aldi's, which seem to be building up the range of ales, which is great. And they said this one was, I'm pretty sure it was 1.39, because I remember getting a surprise when I got to the till, thinking it'd be 1.69, 1.59. And to have that, you know, it's a 500 ml bottle. To have that for £1.39, my goodness sake, you know, how are you going to beat that? Never, 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 never. The local Scotman store along this, well, just along the road from here, sells real ales, and the real ales start at £2 for the same stuff. £2.09, £2.29, £2.19 for the same stuff that Aldi and the Home Bargains are selling for £1.39. It's absolutely crazy. So I know where I do my shopping, as does Alwyn Ward and Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream. Another two alcoholics. Oh, sorry, another two ale lovers. And I'm going to finish off now by just a little nod to Sarah at Sayre. No chocolatey flavours in this, and I'll also mention Lee Storm on Twitter, who likes me mentioning chocolate. No chocolate flavours in this. No mentions of chocolate, I'm afraid. So, I'm sorry, girls. But Sayre, a wee toast to you for your parody on us rat-arsed guys. Slange. Oh, gotta get another one of these. Cheery bye then, anyway.